Okay, Mesiyata Dishmaya, we started a new Chumash, the last Chumash of the five books of the Torah. This is what's called Deuteronomy, Mishneh Torah, the second Torah. What does that mean? Moshe Rabbeinu, in the last 36 days of his life, gets up every day to give a speech and to talk to Am Yisrael. Some say he didn't get up every day, he just spoke straight for 36 days uninterrupted. Straight prophecy coming out of the leader of Am Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu is coming right now in order to summarize the whole entire journey of the people of Israel and to give them a summary and to let them know all the places that they had miracles and they had revelations of God and all the times that they, even though they had that, they still did the wrong thing and they complained and they didn't. Everything that was, Moshe wants to repeat it in order to set the people as straight as possible before he dies and to make sure that Yeshua gets a nation that's ready to go inside the land of Israel. Yeshua gets everything he needs to be the leader, to lead the people into the land of Israel. And Bezrat Hashem will be an easy transition. We know the Jewish people though, it's never like that. But Moshe tries. And that's what we're going to learn about today. There's a pasuk in Parashat Devarim, in the first chapter, the 38th verse, Lamed Chet. Moshe Rabbeinu is essentially telling the people, because of you all, I'm not going inside the land of Israel. Which is one of the most interesting questions I've always had on Moshe Rabbeinu. You hit the rock, but it's because of the people. But yeah.
You know the question?
Nachon. But it's still like, Moshe is, you know, it's the truth. Anyway, so the truth is, the people of Israel caused the tzaddikim a lot of hardships. Right? But Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's because of you guys, I'm not going to go into the land of Israel. And then he says, Yehoshua bin Nun ha'omed lefenecha hu yavo shama oto chazek ki hu yanchilena et Israel. Yehoshua bin Nun is the one that's going to take you into the land of Israel, and that's where you're going to get this inheritance from. Rabbi Natan teaches Ilchot Tfilat Arvit. And this is on the halachas of Tfilat Arvit. Rabbi Natan says like this: Oto chazek ki hu yanchilena et Israel. The tzaddik is always busy fixing the souls of Israel and to remove from them all of the hardships and to save them from all of the different pains and troubles and yisurim that they could go through in life. And this happens by way of him nullifying himself. Right? The tzaddik nullifies himself to Hashem at every moment and any time. The tzaddik puts himself in a state of bitul in front of Hashem, and that's how he helps the Jewish people. That's how he removes the judgments off of the Jewish people. Afterwards, when he comes back from the bitul, because in the bitul you have to be, right? Bitul always has to be paired with ratzov v'shov. Right? If you nullify yourself too much without coming back, you die. That's definitely not the goal, right? That's not what Hashem wants. So bitul always has to be running and returning. I mean, I nullify myself and melt into the light of Hashem, and then I melt myself even more to the fact that I come back to being a human that does what Hashem told him to do, right? So when the tzaddik nullifies himself to Hashem and then he comes back, as al yedei or reshima shenishar etzlo me'abitul al yedei zeh mamshich Torah uvezeh mamtik kol adinim umevatel at ha'isurim. It's such a beautiful thing. The tzaddik goes up, nullifies himself to Hashem, taps into the source, comes back into this world. When he comes back into this world, there's an impression of the bitul that he had up there. That's where in this world he pulls Torah down from, and it's that Torah that removes all of the judgments and the hardships over a person. Sometimes the judgments, the hardships of this world are so intense. Again, what are judgments? We always have to remind. Sometimes people think judgments, that means someone's going to come stab me, rob me, this, that. No, it could just be your ego. No one outside of you, your own mind messing you up. And sometimes your mind is so messed up that even a tzaddik and the light he brought down from heaven can't take you out of your mess, out of the funk that you're in, right? It's not always we think dinim, we have to blame other people and think other people are coming for us. Most of the times it's your own problems, your own demons, as they say. Your own shadim, your own negative energies. Sometimes it's so intense that even that can help. the aspect of Ratzov Eshov, running and returning. Rach muchach levatel atzmo bivitul gemur kaze ad shenistalek legamre. Sometimes, in order for the tzaddik to save the people, he has to nullify himself so much that he leaves this world. God forbid. Vezeh b'chinat ki mipnei hara'a ne'esaf ha-tzaddik. Because of the bad, so much bad, the tzaddik gets gathered back up to heaven. What does that mean? Really, he's trying to help. He's trying to help out the generation. And in order to do that, he has to nullify himself. But again, if you nullify yourself and you don't come back and you just continue nullifying yourself, at a certain point, you nullify yourself. You leave the world. ואז צריכים העולם להתעורר בתשובה מאוד להסתכל על עצמן, איכן הם בעולם. Adam and the tzaddik dies essentially because of the sins of the generation. Everybody needs to wake up and check themselves and look at themselves and realize, where am I in the world? What is going on in my life right now? I've caused so much sins that the tzaddik passed away because of me. Then everything depends on the generation that's going to be left once that tzaddik passes away. That they have to pay attention very much to the fact that a tzaddik died. And to get aroused because of that to do complete tshuva. Right, that generation, they had Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe took them out of Egypt, took them to the desert, amazing miracles. The second he died, everybody that's alive, they felt it. They knew. Oh, we might have complained a lot, we might have given him a headache, but the man stood between us and God to fight for us all the time, to buy us more time, to help us get better. They felt it. ואז זוכים להמשיך אור מהרשימה שנשאר מהצדיק. Once you feel that loss and you realize and you start to arouse in tshuva to come back to Hashem, you start to pull light from the light that was left over from the impression of the tzaddik in the world. כי כל צדיק וצדיק שנסתלק מן העולם ודאי משאיר בעולם הזה רשימה טובה. Every tzaddik, right, for sure, 100%, when they leave this world, they leave an impression of the light that they left down here, the Torah that they had here, the ma'asav tovim, the good actions that they did in this world. People, we have to know this. You're here to mainly leave an impression. What's the number one impression every human being could leave in this world? Children, another human being, right? First mitzvah in the Torah, priya revia. The number one way to leave an impression, to leave da'at in the world, is children, students, books, organizations, companies, establishments, places of worship, students, right? All these things, these are things that you leave in the world. So the tzaddik did a lot of good actions. He left a lot of Torah. And you can pull from that light, that light is the impression that he left in this world. Now you can pull from that light when you start to do tshuva after he passes. And then the main amtaka, the main sweetening up of the hardships of this orphan generation that are left after he passes away, is that when they come to do tshuva and they arouse themselves in tshuva, then they bring down the big light of the tzaddik that was left here. And by way of that, they can sweeten all the judgments, you can nullify all of the hardships and all of the judgments that are in the world. Because the tzaddik went up above, now he's in the tachlit abitul. Now he's in the highest level of nullification you can get to Hashem. El or en sof. Al ken nimshach misham bechol pam or gadol v'nifla la'arishim o shelo shenishar ba'olam hazeh. Let's take it back. How did we say that tzaddik helps a person while they're alive? They nullify themselves to Hashem. When they nullify themselves to Hashem, they send up and then they come back to this world. They come down with a light from there. The impression that was left from when they went up there. When they leave the world, they leave an impression down here. All their actions, their Torah, their students, their children, their Beit Midrash, everything down here. Now that they are really, essentially though, in Shemaim, they've nullified themselves to that point, and they get now to in the heavenly place. And there, that complete nullification to the Ein Sof. They're completely unified with Hashem at that point. So then what happens then, is that that nullification up there is the same thing when they're alive, just now that they've passed. When they're alive, they nullified up there, and they brought down that light back down here. Now that they've passed, they're nullified up there, and they bring down that light back to their light that they left down here. There's still that beetle still works. אבל צריכים לזה על כל פנים איזה התעוררות מלמטה על ידי מעשי הדור הטובים. You need an arousal from down below, right? Meaning the generation down here that's left after the tzaddik passes away has to do a certain action in order to bring that light down. That's the big tshuva movement that happens once the tzaddik passes. That arousal will bring down the reshimu from up above down back to. בכדי שיזכו להמשיך על ידי זה אור הרשימו של הצדיק שמאירה עתה לאחר הסתלקותו באור גדול ונפלא מאוד. Once the tzaddik passes, he, again, if he brought down light while he was alive by way of bitul, so then when he's completely mevutal, when he's completely nullified by his death, he has now the ability to bring down even more light. מחמת שהצדיק הוא עכשיו בתכלית הביטול בשלמות, because he's in the highest level of bitul you could get to. כי גדולים צדיקים במיטתם יותר מבחייהם. Tzaddikim are greater when they die than from when they were alive.
Look at the reason of the effect he had on the world until today, and it's just growing and growing.
Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nachman, right? Rabbi Nachman, the whole world was against him when he was alive. 200 years it took, right? 190 years. No one knew. No one knew what Breslev was. People cursed Breslev. It was like a bad word to say in the Jewish world, right? And now look. So you see, it takes sometimes time for these things to get revealed, it takes time for it to happen, but, and if we go on what the Ashlager Rebbe says, the bigger and the sweeter and the more beautiful the fruit is, the more bitter and longer and backwards is the process before the fruit is ready. Right? So you see, Rabbi Nachman's whole entire life, from the day of his Brit Milah, when his mother asked his uncle to give him a bracha, that there wouldn't be any machloket on him, already then he said, no, I can't give that bracha. That's not a real bracha. That's not, it's not reality. This kid is going to have problems. Right? And now only, really, you can say the light of Rabbi Nachman's affecting the world. What was it? For the past 880 years, 500 families maximum in the world that knew of Rabbi Nachman, really knew of him? You can't say Rabbi Nachman was having an effect then. Obviously it was, right? But it was building. 30 years ago already, the whole world changed. The fact that any Jew now connected thinks that Rabbi Nachman's always been good, like he's been this tzaddik for 250 years, everybody loved him. No. Not at all. The complete opposite, right? So too, we can't judge people. We don't know what's going to come out of them. We don't know what's going to be down the line, right? Noami and Ruth and all of that. Look what happened. We're waiting a couple thousand years, but in the end, out of those unifications, Mashiach's going to come. Lot and his daughters and this. We're never coming to justify actions. Actions can be wrong, but people. Hashem has his plan. Hashem has his plan. We're all part of the same person. Adam Rishon. Some of us, right? Eyebrows, some of us pears, some of us nose, feet. We're all part of the same family. Whatever the tzaddik cannot complete in his life while he's here alive in this world, he will complete after he ascends up above, specifically once he gets up there. ומזה נמשך מה שלא היו ישראל יכולים לכבוש ארץ ישראל לכנוס לשם עד אחר הסתלקות משה. This is why Moshe needed to die. They wouldn't be able to conquer the land of Israel with Moshe still here. ואז כבש יהושע את הארץ והכל בכוחו של רבו משה. Then Yeshua was able to conquer the land with whose power, based on whose merit? His Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu. וכן מה שדוד המלך עליו השלום רצה לבנות בית המקדש. Wow, Rabbi Yitzhak was just talking about this. And the Moses, what are you saying? But David HaMelech wanted to build the Beit HaMikdash. Right? And Hashem said to him, Ki imlu yamecha, your whole entire day you could try doing this, it's not going to happen. You're not the one that's going to do it. Ki tikun gadol kaze shel binyan bet hamikdash shebo ikar asagat ha-Torah v'sham utachlit ha-bitul al Hashem yitbarach uvo tolui kol tikun ha-olamad, to build a building like that, that all of the Torah is inside of it. The connection to Hashem, bitul to Hashem, everything is there. The rectification of all worlds is in that place. Right? Why the name Yudke Vavke, right? When we would hear it, we do the Ishtachavaya on Yom Kippur, right? Where we bow down. Where is that from? The Kohen Gadol would say Hashem's name 10 times on Yom Kippur. And every time it was heard, the natural reaction of the Jew was to lay down on the floor, face down, complete nullification. You can't stand up even when you hear Yudke Vavke. You have to be so nullified that your head has to be equal with your feet. On the ground, showing that you're nothing. That's how the Biyam Darkecha explains it. You're completely nullified. Why? Because you heard that Haya Hoveviyeh, everything is God. So who are you to stand up? If everything is Hashem, Enon Milvado, how do you have any place to stand? That was so clear in the Beit HaMikdash. That was the reality. כי תיקון כזה גדול אי אפשר לעשות. על כן לא היה אפשר לגמור התיקון עד אחר הסתלקות דוד. Therefore, דוד המלך could only complete it once he passed away. והכל בזכותו של דוד. And everything is only in the merit of David. And Shlomo's mentioned name is not even mentioned here. Rabbi Nathan didn't even put Shlomo's name here. It's David's house, right? Beit David. ועל כן באמת נקרא בית המקדש לשם דוד. ראה ביתך דוד. See your house, David. The Beit HaMikdash is called on David's name, not on Shlomo's house, right? In English, they call it Solomon's Temple. Well, that's in English. We don't care what they call it in English. David HaMelech, Beit David. Beit David. Why? He's the one that did it. He's the one that really prepared it. He did everything that needed to be done. Zat Hashem, we have to know that it's the Tzaddikim really that are fighting for us. That are fighting for us at all the time to make sure that we really do have all of our dinim removed, that we can live through life in a balanced way and we don't have to fight and feel so much pain. And we have to know that also once they leave this world, they have the ability to affect it so much more. To affect it so much more. We need a tzaddik in every generation. And so too, there's a change of the guards. It changes and it changes. And when they change, it doesn't mean that he's not involved anymore. No, from Shamayim now, is the koach to do a lot of pulot, b'zat Hashem Yitbarach. Shabbat, shalom, u'mevorach.